where Tosfos in the first half spoke about Rabbanan asu chizik ledivreihem. Rabbanan have that power. Yeshkofi achachamim levatel divrei Torah b'sheife al tase. That was the first half of Tosfos. Then Tosfos moved over into the issue of hasra suffik. And the beginning, as Rabbi Kiv Eger point, really have over here two terutzim in Tosfos. Tosfos speaks about hasra asafik mitzad, the nature of the malacha of hafia, and we gave the background of the machlokas between the Rashash, Minchas Chinuch, Egleital, in terms of how to define the Maisa Avera, and pointed out that Tosos over here could be talking totally on a level of Machshava, of Kavana, or it could very well be that Tosos over here is relating to the nature of the Maisa Avera. Do we have a Maisa Avera which is somehow split up, or do we have a Maisa Avera which is all at the moment of Hadbakas Hapas B'tanur, and that of course would reflect on the nature of the Hasra. But then Tosfos moves over into a discussion of the nature of Hasra Asafek, and again this is a sugya that has a lot of ramifications. We'll just deal with what Tosfos brings and what he doesn't bring, but which is sort of a given. The classic case of Hasra Asafek, you saw that the sugya in Shmuas, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph, that's the sugya that is where, let's say, the core of Hasra Safik is in the world of Shvua, where a person would be nishba that a person is nishba, I'm going to eat today. I'm nishba, I'm going to eat today. And then, you know, an hour goes by, 2 hours go by, 3 hours go by, he misses breakfast, he misses lunch, and someone gives him a hasra, you know, if you don't, find something to eat, buy a candy bar, drink something, you're going to be over your shvua, you're going to be chayev malkos on a shvua's bitui, and he just ignores us. So we say that's called the hasra safek, because the nature of the avera, the ma'is avera, is the not eating for a period of time, and there's no point in time that we could put our fingers on and say, this is that, we want to give that sort of before the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is this long, amorphous Maisa Avera. Okay, that's the classic situation. Again, this Machokos Rav Yochanan Rav Shalkish, why there's no Malkos? Is it because this is a form of Alav She'in Bo Masa, or because of Hasra Safek? But the Hasra Safek is that there's no point in time that we could say that we have over here Hasra before the Maisa Avera. That's classic Hasra Safek. Then Tosfos points out that we also have two other permutations of a Hasra Safek, one of which is, according to the Mando Amar, of Bitlo Velo Bitlo, that even though, if we take the case of Shiluach HaKen, even though you see this person about to take the eggs, about to be over the Aver Velo Sikach Eim HaRabonim, and you yell at him, don't do that act, you'll be Chayev Malkos for doing that act, since bitro velo bitro, until he breaks the wings or kills the mother bird, such that he will not be in the parsha of shaleach tisharach, of in some way being turning this into a lava nitak la'asei, until he removes the possibility of the asei, there's never going to be an onesh. So even though we have over here a hasra before the maisa avera, since we have over here a ma'akev that until there is a certain ma'ase which is going to secure the punishment is not yet on the table, this is also called the hasra safek. Okay, now again, the first case we didn't have the ma'isa avera. Here we have a ma'isa avera of lo sikach eim al habanim, and he's giving the hasra right before the ma'isa avera, but there's something else which is missing in the picture, that act of bitlo, which will not allow the onesh to actually take place, and that's why that's called the hasra safek. Or, the third case Tosfos gives, is where we have a condition of a tanai. I say that I'm not going to eat kikar A, if I go ahead and I eat kikar B. I say, let's say, I'm not going to eat strawberries if I eat whipped cream. Okay. And then I go ahead and I eat strawberries. And right before I eat the strawberries, someone says, don't eat those strawberries. You can be over an avera. You said you're not going to eat strawberries if you eat the whipped cream. And he goes ahead and he eats the strawberries. But he hasn't yet eaten the whipped cream. That's also called the hasra safek. Why? Because the condition we have over here at tnai within the shvua, I'm not going to eat strawberries if I eat whipped cream. And since that condition has not yet been filled, he hasn't yet eaten the whipped cream. So even though he was over the Maisa Avera of eating the strawberries, but that Maisa Avera has a condition. All these three cases are called Hasra Safek. What's the common denominator between these three cases? Why are these three cases Hasra Safek? What is missing in all three cases? Again, in one case, we're missing a Maisa Avera. In another case, we're missing a Maisa that will conclude that will be the makir patish of the punishment, the bitlo. In the third case, we're missing the condition under which he's going to be chayav for that which he did. What's the common denominator? What is missing in all three cases? And that's why these cases are called the hasra safik, because at the time of the hasra, X is missing. What is X? Put in the word X, and then we have three examples of X. Yeah, but more than that, what
certainty?
The certainty, but it's no. But then, in other words, we want to say as opposed to our case. What in these three cases is missing? Let's look in Tosaf. So, Lohavi Asra Safik, Ela Belokeach Eim Harabonim Lamando Amar Reperik Elu and Halokin Bitvlo Abitlo. The Shemelo Yishbar Kanafeha Lo Yishchatena VaAchshav Shemeshaber Kanafeha Ein Yecholim LaHasra Sod Lohavi Hasra Ela Halav. Halav kvar avar. V'chein b'shvua shalolok ochal kikar zeh the strawberries and ochal zeh the whipped cream. V'achay le'isur. He ate the strawberries. V'hadar achay le'tenoy. Kishemashrin oso be'es achilas isur. On the time of the strawberries, adayin mechusar ma'aseh achila shel tenai kodem sheyitchayev malkot. What word is Tosa saying over and over within these? He gives two examples, and I gave the third example of where we're missing the Maisa Aver. Yes?
Some other action has to happen for it to be Chayev.
Again, exactly. We're missing a Ma'aseh Mechayev. Again, the what is the Ma'aseh HaMechayev? In the classic case, the Ma'aseh HaMechayev, the act which is going to, in Yeshaya's word, make the punishment certain, could be we're missing a Maisa Avera. That's a classic case. Or we have a Maisa Avera, but we're missing the Bitlo, we're missing that which will bring about the punishment. The Maisa Avera, Shaleach Tasha, in other words, Lo Tikach Hasem Al Abonim, he was over. But as long as that possibility of Shaleach Tasha exists, he's not going to get Malkos. We need a Maisa Bitlo to break that possibility, or a Maisa Tnai. In other words, he did the Maisa Avera, but there's a tnai which is built in, and that maisa tnai is still missing. Mechusar maisa achila shel tnai. We're missing a maisa. All of those cases are hasra safek. So Tosas asks, well, maybe our case of rediyas of hadbakas hapas should also be hasra safek. So Tosas answers, avo hocha kishemadbik hapas betanur. Ein ha'afiyah mechuseres ma'isa. What's missing in our case? Why is our case not a hasra safek? We're missing. We're still missing something to close the punishment. We're missing the krim aspanim. But what is different between our?
That happens automatically.
Exactly. In other words, there's no ma'isa. There's no act over here. All the actions have already been done. We're waiting for something to happen. Memela, that's not a hasra safek. Then what Tosus points out, don't ask over here this hasra safek, because if you look at all the examples of hasra safek, there's a maisa which is missing. In the classic case, the maisa avera is missing. In the two cases that Tosus gives, we have a maisa tnai which is missing. We have a maisa which is going to complete the punishment which is missing. In our case, in Achinami, something is missing, but that something is not a maisa. That is not going to call, in other words, all the ma'asim have already been done. That's not called the Hasra Safik if all we're doing is simply waiting down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That waiting, that's not a Hasra Safik. It's going to be Memela. Okay? That's what Tosus
of here. The Baal Avera has to do something else in all those three cases.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to do anything else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, just to, again, not to complete the topic of Hasra Safik, but just to just maybe to sharpen a little bit, we've been dealing with situations where the Maisa Aveira was already done, but the Maisa Machayev, the Makeh B'Patish, is still missing. What if we have the opposite case, where the Makeh B'Patish has already been done, but the Maisa Aveira is missing? How can that be? Let's take the case of where I make a shvua that I am going to eat a certain, I'm going to eat strawberries today. I'm going to eat this bowl of strawberries today. I make a shvua, I'm going to eat this bowl of strawberries today. And then I take this bowl of strawberries and I toss it into the ocean. And before I toss it into the ocean, someone says, don't you realize if you toss that into the ocean, you're going to be chayev malkos, because you're going to be over your shvua. Your shvua is you're going to eat that bowl of strawberries. When you throw it into the ocean, there's no way of you're eating it. And I go ahead and I throw it in. Is that called the hasra'as safek, or is that called the hasra'as vadai? Namely, the makeh b'patish is already been done. I've thrown it in. There's no way of my being over the avera. But what is still missing? The Maisa Aveira was not done. The Maisa Aveira is that Maisa Aveira of the day. In other words, and the day is not yet completed.
You can have Asra because the Asra on the Zrika is not a Asra on a Maisa Isra.
Correct.
Don't do that because it's Asra. It's not Asra to do that.
You're right. Except don't do that because you will be creating a situation where you're going to Vadai be over the Maisa Aveira. Right, so this is a machlokes rishonim. Both in Tosos quotes two deos, and the Ramban quotes two deos. Tosos in Shvuos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph gives this case. And the Ramban that I printed out for you also deals with this case. Tosos, I gave you a Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Shvuos. Okay, Tosa says, in this situation, V'yim Tomar, Heichi medayik mihocha dolav she'en bo maisa ein loken alav, Dilma ta'ama mishum dahave hasra asafek. We have many situations where we can view from two perspectives. Maybe there's no malkos because there's dolav she'en bo maisa, or maybe it's no malkos because hasra asafek. V'yeshlamar, and we're dealing with a case where a person says he's going to eat something and he doesn't eat it. That there's no malchus. V'yeshlamar, the mashma, the potter, afilu nishba al hakikar, uzrako liyam, v'hisrubo bishat zrika. That would still be a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, because the lav has not been done yet. The lav is going to be when the sun sets. When the day is over and I haven't eaten, that's going to be the lav. I said I was going to eat this bowl of strawberries. The lav is when the day finishes and I haven't eaten it, that's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. But Tosfos assumes that this, what's the nature of this hasra? The biu, in other words, afilu nishba l'kikar zrok l'yam v'hisru bo b'shas zrika, kanera, this is according to Tosfos hasra'as vadai. Then Tosfos says, no, maybe this is also a hasra'as suffix. The Ramban that I gave you over here raises this issue. V'hada amrinan benosar b'hakos of liten asei achar lo tase lomar she'en loken alav hachi kamar lomar she'en loken alav b'shelo b'tel asei shebo avol zorak hanosar layam. Let's say that before the nosar, before you get to the ability of burning it, you toss it into the yam. You have no longer a possibility of burning it. O heachilo leklavim, namely burning is no longer an option. Then loke. If someone catches you before you throw it into the ocean or before you feed it to the dogs, that's asras vadai. That you're going to cause a situation where this person vadai is going to be over an avera. And this is the way this the Ramban Rashi learns many places. However, says the Ramban, Yerushalmi, Mesecha Shvuas Matzati, Shvua She'okal Ochal Kikar Zehayom, I make a shvua, I'm going to eat a bowl of strawberries. Over hayom v'lo achol, I don't eat it. Rav Yochanan v'Rish Lakish, Travayon Amrin Patra, they both say there's no malkos. Why? Lo do amar hein, but they say for two different reasons. Taima de Rav Yochanan, shein a roi l'kabal hasra. This is a hasra safek. Taima de Rishlakish, Mishum du Bolo, Tasa, Shein Bo Maisa, Tzolav Shein Bo Maisa. Ma mafka mi benehon. My nafkavina, if I say that if I don't eat the strawberries, there's no malkos because it's a lav shein bo maisa, or I say if I don't eat the strawberries, there's no malkos because it's a hasra safek. So the Yerushalmi gives our case. Srafa vihishlicha, that if I burn my bowl of strawberries, or I toss it into the ocean, im tomar mishum de'eno ro'oi lekabel hasra'a patur. In tomar mishum shehu lav shein bo maisa, hari yesh bo maisa. Just the opposite of what Tosfos says. On the level of lav sheyesh bo maisa, lav shein bo maisa, the moment I throw it into the ocean, I turn this into a lav sheyesh bo maisa. I created a maisa avera of tossing this into the ocean. Up until I threw it into the ocean, there was no maisa avera. It was a clock ticking. When I throw it into the ocean, I turn it into a lav sheyesh bo maisa. That we're not going to discuss. That's a different inyan. How do you define lav sheyesh bo maisa and lav shein bo maisa? This is a question. Let's say, for example, we have a din of bal yero bal yematze, right? So, lechora, that's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. It's simply possessing it. What if I go ahead and buy chametz in Pesach? Do I turn this into a lav she'esh bo ma'aseh? Or do I say, no, by its nature, it's a lav of possessing, not of buying. It's a lav of shevi al tasa, not a lav kumvase. That's the machokas rishonim, machokas. But that's not what we want to talk about. But what is the nature of the hasra? So the Yerushalmi says, in terms of the hasra, according to Rish Lakish, this is considered to be Eden Tamar, Mishum Dana Royal Kabel Hasra, Patur. This is not a meaningful hasra. Because the hasra, as Rav Aaron pointed out, is not before you do the Maisa Avera. The hasra over here is on this, you know, Makeh B'Patish, but the Makeh B'Patish precedes the Maisa Avera. In Achinami, when the end of the day comes, I'm going to be over the Iser because there's no way of my making, of my eating strawberries that are floating in the ocean. However, that's not the Maisa Avera to toss them in. So here we find a Machlokes as to when I have a Hasra, and it's the opposite of our Gemara. In our Gemara, we have a Hasra before the Maisa Avera, but the Avera is not yet finished. So we say if there's still a Maisa in the picture, we don't have the Maisa Mechayev, that's Hasra Safik. Now, the opposite case. What if I have the Hasra before the Maisa Mechayev, but I'm still missing the Maisa Avera? So that's a Machlokes, or both Tosas and the Ramban bring two Deos. The Ramban brings Rashi and a Yerushalmi. Tosfos brings his Svara and an alternate Svara. Okay, so just be aware that this all exists. What would be the question? In other words, when we one shouldn't think these are pure Xeros HaKosovs. What would be the question as to whether this should be a Hasra'a or shouldn't be a Hasra'a? Why would we say that this should be a Hasra'a? And why would we say that it can't be a Hasra'a? Again, we have the Hasra, in other words, I say I'm going to eat a bowl of strawberries. And then someone is mastering me, if you throw that into the ocean, you're never going to be able to keep your shvua. And I toss it into the ocean. So I have the Hasra before the Maisa Mechayev, but it doesn't relate to the Maisa Avera. Should this be called a lack of a Hasra, what we call a Hasra Safek, or should this be called the Hasra Svadi? The Maisa Mechayev means that this means that Vada, I'm going to be over the Avera. There's no way I'm not going to be over the Avera.
But it's still not Mechayev you and your Shvua.
I said, not a Maisa Avera. Maisa Mechayev, I'm using over here as the phrase that this closes the options. Namely, that this makes the certainty of the Avera without any question. I'm certainly going to be over an Avera when Seisach HaKochavim comes along. There's no way I can eat these strawberries. I have been mafkia, the ability of my eating the strawberries. Yes?
Well, according to Tosos, it's all about that you don't have an action that's inevitably going to happen. And here also, there's no action left to do, there's no mechusar maisa, you're going to be chayav.
No, not in other words, our Tosos is talking about where you had, our Tosos is talking about a situation where the hasra preceded the maisa avera, but there's still a maisa or a lack of maisa in the picture, that's what's going to determine whether it's hasra safik or not. I'm giving you a case where the certainty exists, but we don't have the Maisa Avera yet on the table. And what over here would be the question in terms of what's the purpose of the Hasra? Why do you only get Malkos when there's a Hasra? What does the Malkus tell us? What does the Malkus tell us that we say that only when there's a Hasra you're going to get Malkus? Yes?
I want to say, maybe, what's the purpose of the Hasra?
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Is that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. So if by doing a Hasra, giving you a Hasra on something which even though it isn't the Avera itself, it'll stop you from doing the Avera. So then it is a Hasra. Or maybe not. You look at the technicality. You have to be Masra on the...
I don't want it to be Gzeres HaKosov. I want it to be a Svara on both sides. In other words, not Gzeres HaKosov. There's a Svara. Why does Hasra have to be Toch Kedei Dibur before something?
It won't be effective.
What's the purpose? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to show about this person? Exactly. Lo nitan hasra elo lahavdil ben shogeg lebein mezid. In other words, you're only going to give a hasra if we're certain, in the eyes of Bezdin, be'enei Bezdin, they're certain that this person did it ben mezid. How can they be certain about his kavana? If toch kedei dibur, receiving a hasra, he does the act, that shows that he really meant to do a Maisa Aveira. So, but in other words, so if we say that it's to give a certain nature to the Maasa Aveira, when is the Maisa Aveira, in terms of the strawberries, at what point is there going to be a Maisa Aveira? Only when the sun sets. When's the Hasra? It's 5 hours earlier. That doesn't tell us anything about his state of mind when the Maisa Aveira is done. But what does it tell us? In other words, we have another principle. Ein onshin, ela im kein mazhirin. That you can't punish a person unless we're certain he knows the consequences. So that, in other words, if you tell him, if you throw those strawberries into the ocean, don't you know you're going to get malchus? And he goes in and throws it, he's totally aware of the consequences. So if the purpose of the Hasra'a is to solve the issue of Ein Onshin Elim Kein Mazirin, the moment that we're certain that he's aware of the consequences that are certainly going to come about because of his action, so we have a Hasra'a, that's Hasra'a Svadai. But if the whole purpose of the Hasra'a is to give a certain Ofi, to give a character to his Maisa Aveira, the Maisa Aveira is not currently on the table. The Maisa Aveira is only going to be X number of hours down the line. So how can we say the Hasra gives a character to his Maisa Aveira? Okay, so over here, this is, you know, we can have two logical possibilities. Both of them, you know, and we'll find Rishonim on both sides. So we have over here two issues. In terms of our Tosfos, we have the Hasra preceding the Maisa Aveira. We have the Ein Onshin Elim Kein Mazhirin. We know what the nature of the Maisa Aveira is. But in our Tosfos, we're often a technicality. If a Maisa is still missing, so the Hasra can't really take total effect. But if there's no Maisa missing, it's going to happen Memela. We have everything in our Tosfos. So it says, by the world of Afia, we have a Hasra. The Hasra is before the Maisa Aveira. There's no Maisa missing. Just a question of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You were over the Aveira, Memela. So we have a Hasra. In the case of the Yerushalmi, the case of the Ramban and Tosfos, there we have the opposite situation. We're certain the Maisa Aveira is going to be done, but the Hasra is not technically connected to the Maisa Aveira. So if it's a question of knowing the consequences, he knows the consequences. If it's a question of being able to say when the Maisa Aveira took place, he was a Mason, maybe he became a Baal Tshuva an hour before Shkia, and he says, oh no, I did something terrible. I'm so sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I did it. If I was able to return my act, I'd return it. And the Maisa Aveira hasn't yet been done. So then when the Maisa Aveira has occurred, he's an onus. He wants to take it back. Was he aware of the consequences earlier? Yeah, he was aware earlier. If the whole issue of the Hasra is to be aware of consequences, we had that. But if it's to give a nature to the Maisa Aveira, that's what's missing. Okay, so we have over here these two issues. Again, just to give you Tamuru, a taste of the sugya of Hasra Safed. Okay, Adkan, last Thursday. Now we'll begin Sunday. Last Wednesday. Okay, now Sunday begins.
In this case, the sugya doesn't finish at the time of the starting.
Right, but not Memegla either. we have to all show up. Okay, Pasha Ta'ani Yes Yado. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah deals cases where an usher took something out of the hands of an ani and brought it into the Rishus Harab, Rishus Hayachid, or we're dealing with an ani who stuck his hand into the Rishus Hayachid and put something down in the hand of the usher. And in those cases where we're dealing with one person who did the Akira, the Havara, and the Hanacha, he's Chayav, in other words, a Chatas B'Shogeg, Skila B'Mezid. We're dealing with one person doing the entire Avera. Asks the Gemara, he should be off on a technicality. Amai Chayav, Habi'ina Akira V'Hanacha Me Al Makom Dalad Al Dalad V'Leka. Dalad Al Dalad means Dalad Al Dalad what? What unit are we talking about over here? Tfachin, right? Not Amos. Okay, when we have Arba al Arba or Arba'a al Arba'a, so we know what we're talking about, right? Arba is Nekeva and Arba'a is Zachar. Amot is Nekeva and Tfachim are Zachar. But here, Dalad al Dalad, we just have to fill in. We're talking about Tfachim. A Tefach is approximately the width of five fingers, approximately. We don't have four times that in the palm of a hand. It just is impossible that a person's hand should be arba al arba tfachim, and that's missing. Okay, just to distinguish, because when we learned the sugya and daf gimel amud aleph, so Yosef Lowy asked the question, how can we had a whole question over there in terms of akiras gufo kas kiras chayfetz, or what's the status of Yodo and Yodo lo nayach, and we asked what does that mean, and we had a Hakira, are we missing an Akira and a Hanacha, we don't have the proper Mais Akira Hanacha, or are we missing Makom? There we were dealing with a hand which is in motion. There we were dealing with a hand which is crossing from one to the other and then putting it down, or making an Akira and then making it across. In that situation where you have the situation of lo nayach, there we could be missing a condition of makom. That may be yes, maybe no, that we dealt with earlier. We also dealt earlier, if we're dealing with a stationary hand, what rishus is it? Is a hand called rishus hayachid? Is a hand called rishus harabim? Is a hand called the carmelis? Right, when we're dealing with a hand in one rishus and the bite in another rishus, how do we deal with the stationary hand? Here we're not talking about nishtahin, nishtaher. We're not talking about a hand in motion, and we're not talking about the issue of rishus. We're talking about a stationary hand, which is connected to a body, but it's in one rishus. We know what rishus it is. Our question is this a makom akira or a makom hanacha? It's a totally different issue. It's a question, is this a makom akira or a makom hanacha when the hand is stationary? We know what rishus it is, but our question is, do we have the technical requirements that we need to create a malacha of hotzah? Gemara over here is making two assumptions. What are the two assumptions? Habi'inan akira v'hanacha me al gabi makom dalad al dalad. What's assumption number one? That akira and hanacha have to be from what? From makom. And assumption number two, that makom is defined as dalet al dalet. How did the Gemara know? How could the Gemara ask a question on our Mishnah from such a statement without giving us the background? How did the Gemara know that you need an akir and anachmei al gabi makom dalet dalet? And the Gemara never retracts from these assumptions. Never retracts. It points out that there may be certain tanoim who disagree, but that this is a valid assumption that there's a concept of makom and dalet al dalet. How did the Gemara know? So this is a machlokes rishonim al atar. Rashi just tells us that makom dalet al dalet is makom choshuv lemehavi hanachaso hanacha vakiraso akira. But how do you know you need a makom? And how do you know that makom has to be a makom choshuv? That Rashi is not telling us. So Tosfos saw that Rashi didn't fill us in on the main information, not only Tosfos, but also the Ramban and the Rashba. All the Rishon were bothered by this, and they have four different opinions. And what the first thing you have to do is try and understand what are the differences between these opinions. Let's start off, let's go in reverse chronological order. Let's start off, if it's okay, with the Rashba. The Rashba al Atar on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph points out Hod Amrinan, Hod Baya Akira Vahanacha al Gabi Makom Dalad al Dalad, Ika Lameimar, I'm just reading the Rashba, De Misvara Ba'alma Ka'amar. That once you know the basic dinim of Shabbos, then we have over here a svara. Why? Lefi she'ein darkon shel b'nei adam lohaniach kleihem ela b'makom rachav sheyachol lehishtamer bo shelo yipol. Aval mikroi leslan. This is not based on gzeiras hakasuv, says the Rashba. This is a svara. What's the svara? What condition is there always in the world of Shabbos, and this condition is missing in a situation where there is not a makam of Arba al Arba, Eliyahu? What condition? Within the world of Malachas Machsheves, Malachos have to be done in what nature, in what format, in what form? Kedarko. We have a din of Malachas Machsheves that Malachos have to be done in their normal, natural, the way they are normally done. In other words, they can't be done kula acharyat. If you're writing and you're a righty, you have to write with your right hand. You can't write by holding a pen with your left hand or between your two, you know, the two fingers at the end of your hand or between your toes. That's called kala acharyat. That's not you're not chayav. And so the Rashba says over here, ein darkon shel b'nei adam lahaniach kleihem. It's not kedarko to put your to put something down or to pick it up from a pinpoint. Yeah, there has to be a normal size place, and this is makom rochav sheyachol l'shtamer bo shelo yipo. And so we're saying al pisvara we need a makom, and this makom has to be dalad al dalad, because otherwise we're missing the world of kedarko. That's the svara of the Rashba. Let's take the other extreme and move to the Rashba's Rebbe. And you understand why the Rashba felt he had to scream out, no. What does the Rebbe of the Rashba say? What's the source? Perush Gemara Gemirala. We have over here a tradition. We have Halacha Moshe Misinai. Gemara Gemirala. He agrees, Mikroi Lesson. We don't have a Pasuk. On that, the Ramban and the Rashba agree. But according to the Rashba, we have over here a Svara. And according to the Ramban, there's no svara. It's just a given. It's a given that this the Gemara knew it. The Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yehoshua, Yehoshua told the Zakenim, and it came down to Shimon HaTzadik, and then Shimon HaTzadik taught it to the Zugos, and it came all the way down to Ravina and Ravashi, and they went ahead and they asked their question. Okay, now let's move over to Tosos. Now that we've seen the two... the Gemara knows it. The Gemara, this is simply part of Torah Shebaal Peh, like we know that that creates Hadar is an Esro, and we know V'hayula Tota Fotar Tfilin, so we know that a Hakira and Hanocha has to be from a Makom Dalet al Dalet.
Wouldn't we assume that the Gemara would like would fill us in with like one more line of remember it's
from the from the fact that nothing is said, that's what the Ramban says this must be a Gemara Gemirala. Because had it been a Pasuk, the Gemara, didn't we Hotzah? Hotzah is Macha Grua. Everything we bring psukim for. We bring psukim for toldos. We bring psukim all around the place for hachnosa da'ani, hotsoa da'ashir. We have all these psukim. If the Gemara over here just makes an assumption without any psukim, Kanere says the Ramban, this is Gemara Gemirale. Okay, now with this background, having seen the two extremes, now let's see Tosfos. And we have in Tosfos both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. So Tosfos says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the ein regilus lohaniach hachefetz b'pachos midalid v'chein hoya mistama b'mishkan. Rabbeinu Tam's syntax is not always the way that we would have written it had we been Rabbeinu Tam. He was brilliant and very creative. But what over here is he basically saying? What according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the source of this halacha?
And see, it's the way you put something down, the way people do things.
That work the other way around.
Mishkan.
In other words, that he points out that we have over here, we need Dumya de Mishkan. We pointed out that even if you have two acts that are very, very similar, one of them is found in the Mishkan and one is not, the one that's found in the Mishkan, that's going to be the Av Malacha. The Av Malacha of Hotzah is going to be that which was in the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, this is the way things happened. How do you know, Yeshaya, this is the way that it was done in the Mishkan? This is where the first line of Rabbeinu Tam comes in.
Well, it says this is the way, I mean, it's not starting out from Mishkan.
That's how, yeah.
The way people do things, it says in the Mishkan they did it this way too. That's why I'm...
No, exactly. In other words, how do you know that's what people did in the Mishkan? Because that's the way people do things. This is what we call conjectural information. Okay? In other words, we are conjecturing that kaner'eh, this is what was done in the Mishkan, because this is the way people normally behave. And so therefore we have over here, Dubi the Mishkan. Dubi the Mishkan is nishtahin nishtaher. It's not a svara, and it's not a gmiravai. We're dealing over here that we're dealing with that which is unique to the world of Shabbos, that Shabbos has to be Dumya the Mishkan, and the Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that since this is the way normally that people do things, kanera, that's the way it was done in the Mishkan. Okay? We'll see the nafgamina in a minute between this and the other terutzim, and then the Od Omeri, the al yetzei ish mimakomo, mashma the koiname achefetz, klomar mekomo shel chefetz. What is the re over here sort of apologizing to us? Because how would we normally, right? Even if you, al yetzei ish mimakomo firstly doesn't relate to Hotzah, it relates to Truman. But even if you want to learn the drush of the Gemara, al yetzei al yotzi, mekomo means what? Mekomo shel Adam, which is the Arba Armas al Arba Amos, where he is standing. But in other words, however, says Rabbeinu Tam, Af agav de pash, says the Ri, Pashti de Kura Koya Mekomo shel Adam, Hainu Dalad Amos, Mashma Name Mekom Achefetz, Ve'ein Mekom Choshuv Pachos Min Dalad. Namely, that here we have these Ayetze Ish Mekomo, we learn out the din of Mekom. Once we have a din of Mekom, then you need a Mekom Choshuv. In other words, we have over here Exeris HaKosuv. So our four possibilities are Svara, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Dumya de Mishkan, and a Pasuk. Okay, what difference does it make whether we learn it from here or from here or from here or from here? Yes? We said by a person, a person's makom is defined by his lying down. A normal person's height is approximately 3 amos, and when he stretches out his hands above his head, you get to another ama. So a person takes a space of 4 amos. In other words, if you were to lie on the ground with his head above, and you were to spin him, so you would have a circle diameter of 4 amos. That's going to be the person's makom. Al yetzei ish mimakomo. He shouldn't leave his place. Normally, his makom sort of expanded by the reshus in which he's found. But if, let's say, he had walked out of his reshus and he's just in this place, he has to remain in these dalad amos the entire Shabbos mitzad din tchumen. So even though the pashtus is talking about tchumen, and were he to take something from his makom and put it outside his makom, that would be an iser of hotzah from, like, if he's in reshus harabim, moving 4 amos b'reshus harabim is like moving from his place to outside of his place. That will come to. We haven't yet learned that halacha. But the pasuk according to the Ri also relates to hotzah aschafotzim from their makom. From their makom. That's according to the Ri built into the pasuk. Let me ask you. We have dinim of hotzah. For example, we saw one din of hotzah in the world of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, we have a halacha that has to be eaten within a chabura. What is the halacha if a Korban Pesach is taken from one place to another, from one chabura to another chabura? Lohotzi mi Pesach hachutza. So there we have a din in the Torah that we have an Iser. Is there a requirement of akira and hanacha in the world of Korban Pesach? What did we see in the Gemara Pesachim? On Daf Peches, the Gemara over there is Doresh. Yeah, you have to do an Akira in one Rishus, a Hanacha in another Rishus. Would there be a din of Arba al Arba? So if we're basing ourselves over here on a Svara, where do we have this Svara that which is done Shalokadarka is not considered to be a meaningful act. By Shabbos, this is dinim meleches machsheves. It doesn't necessarily apply to other to other isurim. We have a din of meleches machsheves. One of the conditions of meleches machsheves is that it should be done kedarka. Whether it applies to other isurim, pashas no. If we're basing ourselves on a gemara gemirelei, we have no idea. We have no idea where this halakha Shemisinai was said or where it wasn't said. If we're basing ourselves, according to Rabbeinu Tam, on Dumyu de Mishkan, purely by Shabbos. If we're building ourselves off of a pasuk al yetze al yotzi, so this could be, this is an open question already. Maybe this is a din of Hotzah b'chol haTorah kula, that we have a din of Mimakomo, or maybe chol haTorah kula. This is a machlokas that we find among the Mefarshim, and I sent you to the to one makor, and I'll give you other makoros now that we can look at. I sent you to a sugya in Ksuvas. I didn't mean to send you on a wild goose chase, but rather the sugya over there is dealing with the world of kam le midaraba mine, that when you have an act that brings about two onashim, one of them is an onesh of Misa, and the other is an onesh of Mamon. What is the halacha? Do we say double jeopardy? A person both is killed and he has to pay a fine? Kamle b'durabamine, we say there's only the chiyuv of Misa and not the chiyuv of Mamon. And sometimes that chiyuv of Misa may be obviated for some side reason, and then he's going to be potter from the Mamon because this was an act of kamle b'durabamine. Okay. One of the cases of Kamei Drabinei is where you are chayev both for Geneva and Hotzah on Shabbos simultaneously. Right? That you steal an object, you walk into someone's house, you steal the wife's diamond ring, you take it off of her finger while she's sleeping, and you run out of the house. And you're running from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, and it's Friday night. And so you're chayev for Hotzah on Shabbos, and you're chayev for Geneva. Are you going to be chayev twice? That depends. Kamei Drabinei has one condition, and that is simultaneity. They have to be done simultaneously. When are you chayev for stealing the ring? Lachora, hagbah, right? When you take it off of her hand, right? And you're magbia it, right? You would just Kona that ring. When are you chayev for Shabbos? When you cross the boundary. So the Gemara tries to find all sorts of situations where we're going to have a simultaneity. So it has going above, going below, crawling, all sorts of options. One of those options is that you never picked up the ring. The whole time you simply dragged it. Right, you dragged it. It was on her finger. You dragged it on the bed. Then you dragged it down to the floor. Then you're dragging it out, because you don't want to make any noise, so you're dragging it on the ground. And then when you hit the boundary, at that point, you are both chayev for Shabbos, because you're dragging it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and you're chayev for Geneva. So Gemara was bothered, just a minute, where do you have Geneva? You haven't yet made a kinyan. So Gemara says, oh, you put your other hand down, and you drag it into your hand. You drag it into your hand, and the moment you dragged it into your hand, then you dragged it into then you're chayev. Why in the world are you chayev? So here, Rashi says something fascinating, which relates to our sugya. Rashi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, tells us, Kagon shetziref yado hashniya lepachos mishrosha samoch lekarka, biyado achas girera v'nofra letoch chaverta yado kanyela, that when you dragged it with one hand and put it into the other hand, then you're kone. Why are you kone? Kidarava damarava yado, according to Rashi's gear, so yado sha'adam chashuva lo ka'arbal arba. What does that mean? So Rashi says, kidarava damarava yado sha'adam chashuva linyan hanocha shabbos kamakom arbal arba.
Makom,
Ki'ilu higbiya l'ma'ala mishrosha. U'miyu, birishus hayachid lo agbaha, detikni le'mekame d'lei sichi of Shabbos. You never picked it up when you were dragging it in the woman's house. So there was never yet a kinyan. U'biyasa l'rishus harabim v'kniyasa bo'in ki'echad. But now that you drag it over the boundary, and you're putting it into you have your hand, so now you have simultaneously the chiyuv of Shabbos and the kinyan geneva, because putting it into the hand is the equivalent of lifting it up. Boim ka'achas. So that's the Gemara's answer. Tosfos goes ballistic. Tosfos says, "What in the world are you talking about? Kosheleri ma inyan chashivus makom arba inyan Shabbos lekinyan." The fact that we're saying that if you were to take an object from a hand or put it down on a hand, you have an akira and a hanacha because you currently have a kinyan, an akira and a hanacha from makom of arba al arba, what in the world does that have to do with the world of kinyanim? What does Shabbos have to do with the world of kinyanim? So again, this is our question. It depends what the makar is. If we're learning off of Dumya the Mishkan, like the Ri, then his question, this is Koshalari, right? The Ri, Lashita Tok, says, what are you talking about? If we're learning it as a Kalachar Yad, that Din of Kedarko, again, what does it have to do with Kinyanim? Kinyanim doesn't require Kedarko. If I'm Kona something by you know, Hagba'a with my foot, that's also considered to be a Kinyan. I don't have to pick it up specifically with my hand. There's no need of Kedarko in the world of Kinyanim. If it's Gemara Gemirale, we have no idea what was learned out from the Gemara Gemirale. If it's a din of learning out from a pasuk, so then maybe this would be considered to be a Hotzah, a Kinyan, it would be a problem. This is the issue that Tosos was dealing with. If you pass these out, sorry. I'll just give you two other instances where this question is raised, one of which it's raised black and white, and that's the Minchas Chinuch. I photos that for you on top of the page, the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah tesvav shelo lahotzei me'hapesach chutza. Not allowed to take the Korban Pesach from one place to another. So if you look over there in Sifkatan Vav, on the top of the left-hand column of the Minchas Chinuch, mevuar kan B'shas uberambam halacha aleph arva machaber de'eno chayav al hotzah zoh shel pesach ad sheyaniach the hotzah k'siv be k'shabbos. The Torah uses the language lo lehotzi like on Shabbos. Ma Shabbos hachenami adavet akira v'hanacha. That's the Gemara we saw in Pesachim daf pehe amud beis. U'b'Shabbos dalad amud aleph our sugim of word the bina akira v'hanacha makom dalad al dalad ayen sham b'shas. V'imkain efshar dekanami be'inan akira v'hanachim makom dalad al dalad kevan de'iskish l'shabbos or efshar l'chalek bishlama akira v'hanacha zenilmad l'chazal me'al yotzi de'beloze lohavei hotzah klal imkain hachinami lohavei hotzah klal aval akira v'hanacha makom dalad al dalad demes havei hotzah rak b'shabbos patur imkain man chayav de'mikom makom havei hotzah. This should be toloi in the two deos in Tosos. The Minchas Chinuch is not quoting the Rashba or the Ramban. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam mefarished en regilus laniach bepachos midalad al dal mistama kein hayav mishkan im kein dafka Shabbos. As we pointed out, that the syntax of Rabbeinu Tam is not clear, but l'chor he's talking about the din of dumi mishkan. Kol dro havei bemishkan en chayavim avol kan. By Pesach Chayav, ein inyan lemishkan. Hori mefaresh al yetze mashma mimokom achefetz imkein. Keva de nafkele me al yotzi imkein kan nami. We need a hotzah. And hotzah is defined by akira me al makom dalad al dad, hanacha makom dalad al dalad, kamod de bin an akira bahanacha, ken yorifinez daiti. Namely, again, that whether we're going to apply this to the world, kol haTorah kula, or maintain it only in Shabbos, if you're learning from Dumi de Mishkan, that's Shabbos. If you're learning from the Pasuk, that's defining Hotzah. That would be a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. Look for a minute in the Gemara that I'm quoting over here on Daf Yud Amud Aleph in Sukkah. The Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis says, Sukkah al gabe Sukkah psula. We have a Sukkah, and then you have underneath it a sukkah, namely that the floor of the upper sukkah is the schach of the lower sukkah. So the Gemara says, puzzle, which of these two sukkos is puzzle? The bottom one. Because the top one is a regular sukkah that has schach as a roof. The bottom one has like two schachot. It has to, you have to have one schach. So the question is, if you have a sukkah with schach, and then you have airspace and more schach, is that a sukkah al gabe sukkah? How much space does there have to be so that we'll call that upper airspace a sukkah? How much space does there have to be that, you know, if you have a sukkah with schach, and then you have airspace, and then you have like a lattice and more schach, but there's airspace between the lower schach and the upper schach. Do we call that a sukkah al gabe sukkah and say, you can't be in the lower sukkah, you have to be in the upper sukkah? Or do we say, no, that's like thick schach. It's all one schach. So the Gemara over here has three deos. Kama yeyeh, if you look down 10 lines, the line begins with the word kamashbalan. Kama yehei ben sukkah lasukkah betehei tachtona pesula. Amar Rav Huna, tefach. As long as there's a tefach of airspace, that's called a sukkah. And he brings a proof, shekei matzinu bo'ohalei tuma tefach, tefach al tefach berum tefach maybe es hatuma. This is the minimum ohel. The size of a minimum ohel is a tefach, and since a sukkah basically is like an ohel, it's a living area, so a tefach is considered to be the most minimum of living areas. Skip down a minute to Shmuel. Shmuel amar asara. It has to have 10 tefachim. My time of the Shmuel, kach shara, kach psula. That since a sukkah has to have 10 tefachim of a height in order that it be kosher, so if in order to passel it as a sukkah al gabi sukkah, also you need 10 tefachim. That's what we paskin. But there's a middle day over here that I skipped. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna. These are heavyweight Amoraim. Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Rav Huna amrei arba'ah. You need 4 tefachim. Why? Shelo matzinu makom chashuv pachos mei arba'ah. That arba'ah is a definition of a makom chashuv. Where do we find that? That's in terms of the world of Shabbos. Namely, we're taking our concept of makom chashuv from our Gemara and applying it to a psul of schach al gabe schach, of sukkah al gabe sukkah. Namely, that we're saying that this concept of arba is not something which is unique to the world of Shabbos. It's a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. This is what's considered to be a makom chashuv. Okay, so again, according to the Minchas Chinuch, this would be taloi on, you know, where you're learning this out from. Okay, so just 3, in other words, Rashi is clear that he's making the, you know, the hashavah. Just as in Shabbos, this is considered to be a makom chashuv, so also in the world of kinyanim. Minchas Chinuch moving over to the world of hotza'ah that we find by Pesach makes it totally in the deos, and hu hadin over here in the Gemara and Sukkah, we also have such a possibility. Okay.
This could be just from Rosh Hashanah.
Excuse me?
This could be just from Rosh Hashanah.
Could be, but if you look in Tosus over here, he points out, Hainu le'inyan reshus hayachid v'karmelos kepirish bekuntrus, u'inyan gova nami eshechon b'perek halon d'rechashev kepesach. In other words, he points out that we find the 4 tefachim also in terms of, can be considered to be a minimum doorway. That's nothing to do with the world of Rishuyos. That's already a din of makom chashuv. That's already, it has the status of a makom. The makom, you know, where do we find the phrase of makom? That's our Gemara. That's working off of our Gemara. Unless there's another makor that I'm not aware of. Again, this all could be the Gemara Gemirulei of the Ramban. Right? The Ramban says that we have this Gemara Gemirulei, that Arba Tfachim is a makom chashuv. Maybe the Gemara Gemirulei was an old chumen. In Pesach, in Sukkah, in Tuma v'Tahara, in Shabbos v'chule v'chule. Okay, then the Gemara says, so what do we do? Our hand l'chora is not arba al arba. So Rabbah says this is Rabbi Akiva, and moves over into the sugya of Kluta Shkemisha Huncha that you read, but we're not going to talk about that yet. Then we have a question. Maybe that's not what Rabbi Akiva meant. So they bring in, maybe we're not basing ourselves on Rabbi Akiva, who somehow does without Arba al Arba. Maybe we're basing ourselves on Rebbe. The Rebbe says that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaRabim, via a Rishus HaYachid that you are Chayiv. Because Besa command Demalya Dami. The Gemara says, no, maybe we don't paskin like that, etc., etc. Then the Gemara gives cases where things are up in the air, things are down on the ground, all sorts of permutations of how do we get the Yad to be Arba al Arba. And finally, the Gemara concludes, Elo Amarava. You saw on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down, Yodo Shel Odom Chashuvalo Ka'arba al Arba. Kiyasa Ravin Rav Yochanan Yodo Shel Odom Chashuvalo Ka'arba al Arba. Okay, let's look at this line of the Gemara in light of our four Rishonim. Our four Rishonim brought Mekoros for requiring Arba al Arba. And now we're saying that a Yad is the equivalent of Arba al Arba. What does that mean according to each Rishon? According to the Rashba. Take it one by one. According to the Rashba, what does it mean to say that Yado Shel Adam Chashuva Ka'arba Al Arba?
His hand stationary, it'll stay in there and won't fall out.
Even sharper, that this is, what was his issue? That if it's not Arba Ka'arba, it's...
Darko.
Right, it's Shel Kadar. This is Darko. It's Darko for people to put things on a hand. It's Darko for people to put things down in a hand. A hand is not some sort of inorganic surface. A hand is something that grasps, and therefore people put things in hands. That's kedarko. Okay, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is a hand like Dalet al Dalet? Because Kanareh in the Mishkan, what do they do? They put it into hands, right? That's what the same way they put things down on Dalet al Dalet. They took things from hands, they put things on hands. So we have over here, Dum Yud Mishkan. According to the Ri, we learn out from the Pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mimekomo. Mimekomo requires a makom chashuv. Up to now, we explained what's a makom chashuv, dalad al dalad. What is our Gemara telling us? Makomo, in other words, Yado Shel Adam, is also chashuv. Namely, the common denominator between the Rashba and the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam is that we have an alternative, Yado Shel Adam ki arbal arba. Just as Arba al Arba is Kedarko, so also Yado Shel Adam. Just as Arba Shel Arba is Dumid the Mishkan, so also Yado Shel Adam. Just as Arba Bar Arba is a Makom Chashuv, so also Yado Shel Adam. Namely, the Kaf over here, if you were translating, you're writing a Schottenstein. How would you translate Yado Shel Adam Ki Dalet al Dalet? How would you translate the Kaf Amyon? Yado Shel Adam is
equal to.
I wouldn't say it's equal to, is similar to. It's similar to. It's right.
Same din.
It's an alternative with the same din. In other words, we have the kaf adimyon, and it's similar to. It has the same halachos. However, according to the Ramban, that we have a gemara gemirale, then a makom is arba al arba, what does it do with this gemara? You need arba al arba. What does it mean then to say yodo shel adam ki arba al arba?
The part of the
Lachamash Yisina is that sometimes the arba al arba can shrink. And Yado Shel Adam is ki arba al arba, not similar to, but equal to. Right? This is the equal. Right? Here, the Gemara Gemirale, you can't have a similar to a Gemara Gemirale. If you have a Gemara Gemirale, it means that this is what you need. We have arba al arba. So then you have to say that Yado Shel Adam is arba al arba. Okay, how you interpret this is always a question. Whenever you have a din of ki, kavush kimavushal, malicha kitzli, yad, in other words, what is the ki an equivalent? In other words, it's similar to, or is the ki an equal to? That we're going to have all the same conditions, etc., etc. So over here, according to all Rishonim but the Ramban, we can learn it as an equivalency, as an alternative, but according to Ramban, we have to learn it as an equation. Okay, Adkan in terms of simply the overview of our sugya. However, Tosfos, not only Tosfos, all the Rishonim were bothered that our sugya should have quoted another sugya which would have answered our question without fail. Look in Tosfos over here, on Daf Gimel Dalet Amud Beis, Elo Amar Rav Yosef, Kasha LaRashba. The Rashba that Tosfos quotes is not Rav Shlomo Ben Aderes, but the Rashmishans, right? Rav Shimshon. Ben Avraham, the Rashmi Shatz, Kosher LaRashba, Ma Tzrichin Rabba V'Rav Yosef LaHa'amid HaMishnah Kitanaim. When the Gemara began and said, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah is like Rebbe, who don't require Dalit al Dalit, what pushed them to do this? Hasvira Lahu. These same individuals, Rabba and Rav Yosef, Perek Beis de Eruvin, the Machshavto Mashvilei Makom. That what creates Makom? Mind over matter. Mind over matter. Makom is something which is purely subjective. I define makom based on my will, where there's a halachic will, where there is a, what is the phrase of Blue Greenberg, where there is a, something will, there's a halachic way, where there is a, what?
Rabbinic.
Right. Where there is a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, right? In other words, there's a will. The will, in other words, I want it to be. I want this to be a makom. That creates a makom. Well, that's what Gemara said over there. The Kamar Hasam, Rav Yosef. The same Rav Yosef who in our Gemara was stuck. How can a Yad be a Makom? And Rav Yosef in our Gemara had to come up to Rav Yudah Hanasi, Hishtin Verok Chayav Chatos Uparich. How can this be? Habi'inan Makom Arba. There, an Akira has to be from a Makom Arba. The Makor of the Hashtana of the urination is not a Makom Arba. The Makom, the Makom of the Rock of the spitting out is not a makom arba veleka umishani. The Gemara answers machshavto mashvilei makom. I want to get this out of my mouth, so I view my mouth. I want to get this out of my body, so I view that part of my, that organ of my body as a makom. That's what defines a makom. Machshavto mashvilei makom. The ego tema hachi. The Gemara over there continues ha'amar rabba. The Gemara in Eruvin quotes the Gemara later on in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Bezem at Aleph, Zorak b'pi hakelev. Here we're not talking about Akira, here we're talking about Hanacha. And O b'pi hakivshan chayev. How can it be chayev? The pi hakelev is not arbal arba. The pi hakivshan was not arbal arba. Why are you chayev? You need a Hanacha arbal arba. And the Gemara answers, machshavto mashvilei makom. So what's the issue of our sugya? I'm taking something from someone's hand. I'm viewing it as a makom. I'm putting it in someone's hand. I'm viewing it as a makom. Powerful question. Very powerful question. Why does our Gemara search for some objective criteria of arba al arba? And finally the Gemara has to say, well, we have this alternative. Why not simply say, machshavto mashvilei makom? So here we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. Let's read Tosfos. What is Tosfos? Tirech Rabbeinu Tam. The Ha Dharma Machshavto Mashvilei Makom, the Gemara in Eruvin, the Gemara later on in the Kuf Beis, both in terms of Hanacha, Kuf Beis, and Akira, Eruvin Tzadites, Hainu Hecha, Delo Nechale Binyan Acher, Ela Binyan Ze, Kumo Mashtin Verak, Eno Yochel Lahashtin Olaruk Binyan Acher, Vachain Zorak Bepi Kelev, Shebritsono Shiochenu HaKelev. What is Tosa saying? When do we say machshavto mashvilei makom?
Good for you.
Good for you?
It's not good for
you, no. Don't use the word good, but rather. It has to be. This is my exclusive machshava. I only want this. I only want the hashtana from this place. I only want the rekika from this place. I only want this kikar to go b'piha kelev. I only want this eitz to go b'piha tanur. Namely, when I have an exclusive direction, either coming or going, either from the makam akira or makam hanacha, then my exclusive machshava, my focus, that turns this into a makam. And therefore, Sosa says, v'lo garsin an hasam v'noch b'pi kelev. That it landed in the mouth of the kelev. Why the nochmash ma de'en kavanah to lekach? I wasn't focused. It just happened to land there. Aval hacha eino choshesh im mekabel biyado o bekli acher. But here, I don't care. I don't care whether I put it down in his hand or I put it down on the table. I just want to put it down. I don't care if I pick it up from his hand or I pick it up from the table. I just want to pick it up. So when I am not thinking about a spot as being exclusive, then we don't say machshavto mashvilei maisa. When I think of it being exclusive, then yes. Namely, machshavto requires what we're talking over here about machshava and machshava. When does machshava make something into a makom? If it's what? A focused and exclusive machshava. Ma'ashein kein, if it simply happens to be, in David's language, convenient for me, just something which is nice for me, that's not going to make it into a machshava. Tosfos in Erevin doesn't go so far as our Tosfos. It's very similar. I'm sorry. Similar, but not, doesn't, let's just read the language of Tosfos in Erevin over there on the Daf Tzadi Tes. Machshavto mashli makom dafka b'hi agavna d'nehene b'oso makom tfei mi b'makom acher. Is this exclusive? Nehene tfei? I would rather, right? In other words, I would rather it be in place A than place B. I prefer, that would already be enough. That's already enough to make it a makom. But if it's six of one and half a dozen of the other, then no. Could go on pi kelev yochlan, I'll be happy if the dog eats it. Pi tanor shitisarav, I'll be happy. Hishtin rok avol zorak al machlot awal shum davar. I feel b'miskabin lo amru machshav to machshiv emaisa. If I just happen to throw it down on a space of dirt as opposed to concrete, that's not a machshava which is mashvirei makom. I wanted it to land in that area. Who I didn't. I wanted, to land it in his hand. Okay, put it down in his hand, but I didn't want his hand, specifically his hand, as opposed to. Okay, that's Shitas Tosfos. I photostated for you the Ramban, from which half of it was photostated. It's okay. It's not your fault. I photostated for you the Ramban. What can we do? Because the Ramban quotes Tosfos and shoots him down like with a machine gun. And then comes up with a totally different perish. So we have time now to shoot Tosfos down, and you'll have to come up with the perish of the Ramban on your own. Va'ani Omer, he quotes Tosfos, and he says, where it says the Kamashma, in other words, in the... Okay, the first paragraph is, some people ask, why isn't the Sugya quoted from Shabbos Kuf Beis, Eruvin Sadi Tet? Why don't we bring in Machshavto Mashvilei Makom? Wouldn't that solve the whole issue of our whole sugya? And he brings Ika de Mefarke. Some say there's a difference. That Hasam Nasis Machshavto Legamre. There was an exclusive Machshava, or according to Tosfos, there was a preferred Machshava. Here, Lo Nasis Legamre, he doesn't really care all that much. In other words, he's dealing, the Ashir wants the food. So he's taking it from the hand of the Ani, where the food happens to be. Had the food been in a basket, it would have taken it from a basket. Had the food been on the pavement, it would have taken it from the pavement. He's interested in eating the food. That's his machshava, not where he's taking it from. Then he says, Va'ani Omer. In the next paragraph, it begins, Acherim Omrim. Va'ani Omer She'ein Ikar Kushyasam Kushya Klal. Their whole assumption of Tosos is up the creek. Tosus assumed that what is machshava mashvilei maisa? Mind over matter. I can, via my mind, define a place as being a makom. Says the Ramban, ein omer b'malechas b'machshev lehamalacha hamalacha atzma tehe machshava osa osa malacha. Who would ever heard of that? That you can create a malacha with your mind? Harehu machashev lehaniach, because I think I'm being meniach. I need a makom arba al arba. Because I want this pinpoint to be a makom, that creates a hanacha. Since when does I want this food to be toasted? That creates a malacha. I have a friend who made aliyah after being an NCSY advisor for many years in the States. I asked him, why did you come to Eretz Yisrael? This is a true story. Why did you come to Eretz Yisrael? Why did you leave America? He said, I was an NCSY advisor out on the island. And my job was to go to coffee houses where there were Jewish kids who were sitting and to talk to them about Yahadus. So I went to a coffee house and I saw two girls who clearly were Jewish staring at a salt shaker. And I sat down next to them and they're staring at this salt shaker. And I asked them what they're doing. They said they're trying to turn the salt shaker into a spoon. I realized at that point I have nothing to do in America and I came to Eretz Yisrael. And I just stand by the kotel, and when people come to the kotel, I begin to talk to them. I accomplish much more here in an hour than I accomplished there in a month. So you can't turn a salt shaker into a spoon via machshava. You can't turn a non-hanocha into a hanocha via machshava. That's what Raman says. Who ever heard of such a thing? Who ever heard of such a thing?
Isn't it called virtual reality?
Right. But we never. Right. So the question is there such a concept of a virtual reality which is based purely on machshava? We have a concept of Rev Yehuda Hanasi, the Besa Kaman Demalya Dami, that we view a house as being full of matter. So when you toss something through a house which has a roof, you have a hanocha, 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 hanocha. That's a virtual reality because it's based on a certain view of reality. But here there's no view of reality. Here we're saying machshavto. Subjectively, my desire that this should be a malacha.
You're trying to create reality.
Trying to create reality. Okay, so what then does the Ramban say? How do we have such a Gemara? What is that? We have two Gemaras. An Eruvin Saritet and on Shabbos Kuf Beis. One deals with Hanacha, one deals with Akira. What are those Gemaras talking about when it says machshavto? So look over here where it says Aval Iker HaDavar Kachu, and read from here until the end. It's very, very beautiful what the Ramban says. How is the Ramban different from Tosfos? Okay, so we'll start with that. Then, I had sent you, if you'll recall, on the page of Mar Makomos, to the Baal HaMor. That's where we'll be up to. And the Baal HaMor and also the Tosfos Rush over there want to make a certain distinction between worlds and worlds. And we'll deal with that distinction, the worlds are Akira and Hanacha, in the light of the other Rishonim that we have over here. We'll try and understand, again, we'll go back to our nemesis, what's an Akira and what's a Hanacha? Are these really two sides of the same coin? Could they have different criteria, etc.? That will finish Meir Makomos, page 11. Then, if you could pass these out, I'm sorry, Meir Makomos, page 12, will move over, just leave me one, sorry. Maram Akamos, page 12, we'll move over into a parallel sugya. And Daf Zayin Amud Beis to Daf Chesem Ad Aleph. I will come back, don't worry. Kluta Kimisha Hunka will spend time on. And Besa Kamanda Mal Yadame Yad Nohatz Kana V'chule V'chule. But it's too early to do that. First we have to get down our understanding of Akira and Hanacha and Makom. And then we'll come back to our sugya once we have a better understanding of all of this. Okay, so that moves you into this next set of Maar Makomos. Seder Bahatzlach. Thank you very much.